Ghost our souls inspire. Ignite them with celestial fire. Spirit of God, you have the heart. Your gifts the sevenfold to impart. Your blessed outpouring from above is comfort, life, and flower of love. Illumine with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. Anoint and cheer our much-soiled face with the abundance of your grace. Keep far our foes, give peace at home. Where you guide us, no ill can come. Teach us to know the Father's Son, and you of both to be but one, that as the ceaseless ages throng, your praise may be our endless song.
The Order of Vespers, page 224, we stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. You may be seated. The psalmody will be in the blue hymnal, page 331 for Psalm 67. We'll chant responsively. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us.
May your grace be upon us, your salvation among all nations.
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth.
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
And the Lord will give his power us, and God our God will bless us.
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 62 is on page 330. My soul rests in God alone. My salvation comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence.
They hold his trenches up ahead from his lofty place. They take him by device. We turn all safe loves, but in them I stay cursed.
Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath.
Do not trust in extortion, or take pride in stolen goods. For your riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. And Psalm 148 on page 365. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above.
Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts.
Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars.
Praise you, my heavens, and you are the
let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created.
He set them in place forever and ever. He gave the decree that will never pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures and all ocean depths.
Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do descending.
You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth,
young men and maidens, old men and children,
let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
He has raised up a seat of honor, the praise of all his saints. Of Israel, O people, close to his heart, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Page 226 is the responsory following the reading. The Old Testament reading for St. Barnabas, Apostle, is from the 6th chapter of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. The one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Here ends the reading. The second reading is from the 11th and 13th chapters of Acts. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all, that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he found him, He brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Jerusalem. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now, in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Here ends the reading. In St. Matthew chapter 10, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Here ends the reading. "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The office hymn is in your hymnal supplement. It's hymn 840. A cloud of witnesses around us. There lies a faith in courage and astound us. Hear how the Master prays the faith so fervent. Well done, my servant. Saints of old received God's condemnation. as pilgrims, heirs of his salvation. Through faith they conquered flame and sword and gallows, God's name to hallow. They call to us your timid footsteps lengthen, throw off sin's weight, your halting weakness strengthen. We kept the faith, we shed our blood, were martyred, our lives we bartered. Come, let us fix our sight on Christ to suffer. He pays the cross, his sinless life he offered. He scorned the shame, he died our death enduring, our hope securing. Lord, give us faith to walk where you are sending, on paths unmarked, eyes blind as to their ending, not knowing where we go, but that you lead us with grace, precede us. You, Jesus, you alone deserve all glory. Our lives unfold, embraced within your story. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. In preparing for tonight's service on St. Barnabas Apostle, I took a look at the Augsburg Confession, Article 21. It deals with the worship of the saints. Here's what it says. Of the worship of the saints, they, and that refers to the Lutheran and pastors and teachers, they teach that the memory of the saints may be set before us, that we may follow their faith and good works, according to our calling, as the emperor may follow the example of David in making war to drive away the Turk from his country, for both are kings. But the scriptures teach not the invocation of saints or to ask help of saints, since it sets before us the one Christ as the mediator, propitiation, high priest, and intercessor. He is to be prayed to and has promised that he will hear our prayer, and this worship he approves. Above all, to wit, that in all afflictions he be called upon. 1 John 2:1-4, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, etc. Therefore, tonight, as we gather in memory of St. Barnabas Apostle, I set before you that we might give thanks to him. Thanks to God, that is, for having given him to us, so that we might follow his example. His example according to faith, and according to good works, all within our calling. So the calling of Barnabas. He is an apostle, and though he was not one of the 12 apostles, the original 12, it would seem, according to the scriptures, that he is given a almost equal status with them. Barnabas was an Israelite from the tribe of Levi, though his family was from the island of Cyprus. It may be that he spent much time in Jerusalem or even lived there along with, well, it could be his relative. We know that relative was John Mark, or he's simply known as Mark the Evangelist, Acts 12. In Acts chapter 4, it describes him. It says, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostle called Barnabas. So, yes, he was given a new name with his turning to the Christ. And that word Barnabas means son of encouragement. So what did he do? Well, Barnabas sold a field he owned, brought the money, put it at the apostles' feet. You see, Barnabas may well have been one of those 3,000 who were converted on Pentecost, and that's why I say he could have lived right there in Jerusalem. Though originally called Joseph, he is now the son of encouragement. He is Barnabas. So tonight, I'm not going to give you the entire history, but I will try to explain in brief, the particular passage that is the second reading. It's found in Acts chapter 11, and then they jump over to Acts 13. First of all, there was a persecution. You might remember what happened with Stephen and that he was martyred. And due to this persecution, in Jerusalem, the disciples were dispersed throughout all the world. It says that they went from Phoenicia to Cyprus to Antioch. And so that's an ever-increasing circle. In fact, it's going up to the north. Antioch is about as far as you can get. And things were going pretty well. They were taking out the word, and Jews were coming to believe. But when we got to Antioch, some men told not just Jews, but began to speak, it said, to the Hellenists. That would be those who were Greek-speaking at the time. And it says that they, too, came to believe in Jesus Christ. So, verse 22 tells us that the church in Jerusalem, when they heard about this turning to the Lord, they, well, officially sent Barnabas there. So he's in Jerusalem with them. Sends Barnabas to go up to Antioch to oversee the work there. When Barnabas gets there, he is thrilled that many people were coming to believe. By God's grace, he says, they were coming to believe in, that is, the Lord Jesus. And then, true to his name, the text says that this Barnabas, son of encouragement, encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. Yes, he is a son of encouragement. This text goes on to say he was a good man. He encouraged them. Continue in this. What you have begun, bring it on to completion. Fan into flame this small ember of your faith which you have. This is a good thing that those who knew nothing of the Jewish faith, and yet now they are coming to believe. This is the Barnabas that we see in the Holy Scriptures. So, we hold up his memory, and we wish to emulate his faith and his works. First of all, you are not an apostle. In fact, neither am I. Most likely, you're not named Barnabas either. However, in your calling, wherever it might be, you can be a son of encouragement. You can be someone who encourages others. And you can encourage others as it relates to their faith and as it relates to their life of sanctification, or that would be of good works. Romans 1, verse 12 says this, that is, that you and I, Paul says, may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. So, Paul and those in Romans are we might say, for us today, both pastor and people, there might be a mutual encouragement. I might encourage you as I speak about my belief in Jesus Christ, as I speak about my faith, and so as you speak back to me, it would be an encouragement to me to know that Jesus Christ is also your Lord and Savior, that He is one who is working in your life, and so that there might be a mutual encouragement. How does this happen? Well, it happens with the mouth. You say that I am a Christian, or you say I believe in Jesus Christ. You confess with your mouth the creed when we together encourage each other, for we have the same faith. We do not argue about it, but we say this is what we all hold to, you and I together. And so we speak of this thing, this faith that we have, and we speak with our mouth. Number two. Romans 15, verse 4 to 6, Paul says this, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance and encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. So may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So when your faith, believing in Jesus, speaks forth the words of Scriptures, when you direct people to God's Word, when you come and study God's Word, you will find that the encouragement of the Scriptures encourages you in the faith, for you see the true faith being worked out. It is also an encouragement in others that they might endure the endurance and the encouragement. This is the way that God is working. And so you must be about, well, the Word of God, and you must be using this Word of God that there might be an encouragement. And this also is done with the mouth. Number three, Philippians 2, 1 through 2. Says, "If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, and being one in spirit and purpose." There is an encouragement that comes from being united with Christ, with knowing that you are saved, knowing that your Savior has been united with you in baptism and you will share with Him. And so if you have that encouragement, you have any encouragement in this, Paul speaks of two things. One, he speaks of being like-minded, that is, that we would speak the same thing, as I've mentioned in number one and number two, that we would speak of our faith, that we would go to the Scriptures and speak this forth. And he says, by being like-minded, and then says, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. We encourage one another when, as it says in the book of Acts, we don't give up meeting together. We gather together as the early church did. And as they gathered together, we might share in the fellowship, we might share in the Scriptures and in the prayers and the breaking of bread, that in gathering together, we might show forth our congregational membership by the profession of our faith, by our participation, which we have here with each other, that we might share in the fellowship of Lord's Supper together. And so there is a love for one another, and we come together. It's not just my Father in heaven, but we come because it is our Father. And so not only a like-minded, but having the same love and being gathered. And finally, number four, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 9 through 11. "For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." So there are times that we assist one another and one is down or sorrowful when we help out someone who is in need. We saw it in tonight's text as well, and so it jumped on over as it was talking about Acts 13. And so what happened? Well, yes, the church in Jerusalem earlier had sent Barnabas. Barnabas goes to Antioch and encouraged them. Well, while they're at Antioch, there is a prophet that stands up, Agabus, and he says there's going to be a famine throughout the world. So what does the church in Antioch do? It takes up an offering, a collection, because it knows that the Christians in Jerusalem are poor, and sends the money back by Paul and Barnabas to take care of the church in Jerusalem. So when 1 Thessalonians 5 says encourage one another and build each other up, the church in Jerusalem encourages and builds them up by sending Barnabas, and the church in Antioch encourages the Jerusalem congregation by sending them relief money. And what happens? By this mutual helping, we are all encouraged in the faith. We all see that this church is united in Christ. And so tonight, as we gather for an apostle, we gather that we might, well, give thanks to God, that we might follow his faith and good works, and that together we might cry out to our Lord, for he is the mediator, the propitiation, the high priest, and the intercessor. We don't call out the Barnabas, but we follow Barnabas, who also calls upon the Lord our Savior Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 228, the Magnificat. And we begin with the antiphon on the middle of that page. We stand. Let my prayers rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all the nations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him throughout all generations. He has shown the strength of his arm, and scattered the proud in their own conceit. He has put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has remembered his mercy and sustained his servant Israel, as he promised to our father, to Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, by your Son, our Savior, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds to guide and feed your flock. Therefore, we pray, make all pastors diligent to preach your word and minister your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy obtain eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord God, the life of all the living, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, the repose of the blessed dead, grant us a peaceful night free from all disturbance, that after a time of quiet slumber, we may by your goodness be endued in the new day with the guidance of your Holy Spirit and enabled in peace to render thanks to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.